Yellow Jackets.
Nice. That was good. Yeah, just a casual conversation about the show Yellow Jackets on Showtime while you're playing Spider-Man on the PS5 and I'm actively eating pizza while Sam sits behind me and scratches scratchies.
So good. I'm going to actually turn this down so you don't hear it too much on the stream.
No, no, that's the good stuff.
Oh, okay.
Let's actively
hear. You're
hear
Peter Parker. No!
J. Jonah Jameson. Peter Parker!
Peter Parker!
Okay. So right off the top, this is in this piece of audio, this entertainment is assuming that you, whoever is listening to this, is either never going to watch Yellow Jackets or has seen up to episode 6.
Yeah.
So if you don't want it to be spoiled, stop listening. Stop it.
Yeah, don't listen. Although it's a great show, and I hope that everyone watches it.
It's better than Cowboy Bebop.
Listen,
I'll tell you that.
It's so wildly different.
Yeah.
It's so wildly different, but you're right. Like,
to be fair, that's what, like, how this conversation came up, because in the context of, hey man, are you and James going to finish Cowboy Bebop ever?
Bye, Sammy.
Bye, Sammy.
In that context, I think my exact reaction was like, well, who cares? Yellow Jacket's better.
Yellow Jacket is better.
I suppose I'll do this thing. Like, I'll do 30 seconds on what it is, just in case somebody is planning on listening to this, never watching the show, and would like some context as to what the show is. This is my elevator pitch for what Yellow Jackets is. It's 1996.
Oh my God.
We're in New Jersey. The Dirty Jerz.
The Dirty Jerz.
A public high school women's soccer team has won the state championships. They then go to the national championships, but oh my God, they do not make it because their plane crashes. We still don't know why the plane crashed or where they are specifically.
Right.
But they were headed to Seattle. My initial assumption was that they were in the middle of the states, but was it you who told me that?
Yeah. I don't know if I caught it in the show itself or somewhere else, but it was... They said it was in Ontario, or not Ontario, in Canada, somewhere in Canada, like lower Canada. Like, you know, the plane leaves from Jersey. It kind of arcs over Canada and into Seattle, which now I'm curious. Did we go to Canada?
Yes.
Went to Seattle?
Yes. JFK to Seattle goes over Canadian airspace because it's an arc.
Yeah. Okay. So there. Okay. So we took the same trajectory,
right? But we didn't crash into the woods.
We did not. We are still alive and are not cannibals, thankfully.
No. No. Their main head coach is dead. Yeah. Their assistant coach is alive and the only "quote unquote" adult who is still with them, but he has his leg amputated immediately because it is like dangling off.
And you know, we have to point out, amputated immediately is a nice way of saying that bitch cut his fucking leg off without hesitation.
Misty is the character's name.
Insane.
She saw it and was like, I'm going to take action. Took an axe and chopped his dangly little leg off.
It was, she had no emotion.
Well, she's a psychopath.
But like at the point in time, I didn't think she was a psychopath. I just thought she was a little weird.
In the same episode, to be fair, she axes a leg off without any hesitation.
Yeah.
And then also finds the black box and smashes it like a jackass.
Oh my God. So
because
many,
she likes
crazy
getting
things.
Attention from this dude. And she will do anything to be out there longer.
Well,
we
dude,
know.
And the team, like, there was a comment that said the team was just like, we would be fucked if it wasn't for her. So.
Well, that's because in the wild, you need someone scrappy.
You need a scrappy Joe. And in this case, it's a scrappy Misty, whose adult version is played by Christina Ricci.
Tell us about the cast, Adam. Who else is here?
She's so good. I love Christina Ricci. She's so good.
Tell us more about the cast, Adam. You're the cast expert.
Oh, well, I don't know their names, so you can figure that out for me while I say it. But the other one is the woman who at the time was a girl, played in From Dusk Till Dawn with George Clooney, and played Harvey Keitel's daughter. I can't remember the name of her. But she's pretty well-known.
You mean the daughter from Christmas Vacation?
The daughter from Christmas Vacation?
Juliette Lewis.
Yes, thank you.
She plays Nat.
Yep.
Who is a drug addict. P.S. By the way, there's a narrative structure that you probably have to know about. So the show...
There's actually quite a bit to this show.
Yeah, the show is in two parts that go back and forth and intersperse within each other, which is we see the group of girls in the woods in 1996. We know they're going to be there for 19 months because that's been set in the future.
Yeah,
there's a future storyline as well that follows a group of girls who they're the only ones we know for sure are alive because, you know, they're in the future story. One of which is Nat, who is a, I would say like goth girl grown up.
Yeah.
And,
emo goth girl, painted black fingernails.
And she is a good shot too. Yeah, we also see in a side story, her father accidentally shot himself in the face, which is a real bummer.
I thought she was going to do it.
Yeah, for sure.
Because of that little flashback where it showed his head exploded and she like seemed to have like remorse or whatever.
Right. For it. Which I think brings up my favorite point about the show, but I'll just cover this very quickly.
Yeah.
The rest of the cast is Melanie Lynskey, who plays Shauna. I know her from Two and a Half Men.
Yep.
I just saw her in Don't Look Up. Yep. Shauna is in 1996 in the woods, pregnant, had recently, prior to them taking off and landing in a way that wasn't supposed to happen, had sex with her best friend's boyfriend and is now pregnant with that boy's seed. Weird. And her best friend is with her. And we just watched the episode 6, where the best friend finds out by stealing her journal and going through it. Her best friend, whose name is... While I look this up, Jackie.
Something? Jackie.
Her name is Jackie.
Wrong.
Yeah, you weren't even close. But to be fair, I didn't know it. I had to read it. Played by Ella Purnell, who is great, really, really good. The captain of the soccer team, but not in the future story. So we don't know if she's alive or dead.
No, we do know. We're assumed that we know that she's dead.
Yes, the way that her parents talk about her is like she's dead.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be a weird red herring.
Yeah, we never hear about her being dead. She could be in a mental institution somewhere. She could be off the grid and just hasn't called for Thanksgiving yet.
You know? Yeah, her parents talk about her like she's dead. But she may or may not be. We don't No, yet. The cold open of the show, episode 1, is a girl who we don't see her face. She gets murdered and then eaten. This show based very much on like the Donner Party and Lord of the Flies. And that girl who was murdered was wearing Jackie's necklace. But the necklace over the past 6 episodes has been passed around a lot, so we really don't know who exactly. We know that they're a brunette who dies in the cold open, but that's pretty much
is that it. the bone necklace?
That's no, that. It's the oh, heart no, it's necklace. The other
one. Oh, right, right. Yep. Okay. Yep.
That both Shauna and Jackie wear as they are best friends, although that relationship is about to be strained.
Yeah.
We also have Thaisa, played by Tawny Cypress in the future. And played by Jasmine Savoy Brown in the past. She is running for state senate And back in 1996, she's sort of just like the adult of the group.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there is an actual adult, but he's just crutching around trying his best.
He's not an adult. All he wanted to do was go to Seattle and have sex with ladies.
Right.
Because he's, he just had 1,000 condoms.
Right. He's like 30 years old, assistant coach. His name is Ben. Misty,
so
the psychopath.
Relate, am I right?
We sort of can, I guess, but no, I take that back 100%. This is 1996. We have no idea. There are no cell phones, which I believe is why it's 1996, because they're like, if there are cell phones, this is a bad story.
Yeah, bad story.
Very quickly, there's a bunch of other characters. It's an entire soccer team. Three or four of them die when the plane crash, maybe even more. And honestly, I thought more would have died in the last six episodes, but the first one of them died to, like, you know, extracurricular woods shit in the sixth episode. And it was fucking gnarly.
It was gnarly. Now, wait, there's only three episodes left of this show, right?
Does it go to 9 or 10? I think it goes to 10.
I think it goes to 10, too. So there's three left or four left? There's four left.
Yeah.
Wait, math.
Math is
Did we just watch six or seven?
We just watched six.
Okay, so there's four left.
Right.
That's a lot of time.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We watched seven, I think.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought it was seven.
It was seven. So it's called No Compass, and there are 10 episodes total. In fact, the fucking titles of the episodes have been announced. Flight of the Bumblebee, Doom Coming, and Sick Transit Gloria Mundi. I don't know what that means.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, is it like Greek or not Greek? Latin?
I believe so, but I don't want to keep reading that page because it also gives like what the episode is about, and it will ruin shit for me.
Yep.
Yeah, Thaisa's girlfriend, like secret girlfriend, is the one who gets eaten by a wolf in this episode.
Crazy.
Episode six, her head just completely torn in half.
Face was all
fucked up.
Yeah.
And then there are two children boys, teen Travis is a teen. He's played by Kevin Alves, and he is helping and like dating Nat, sort of. They're both like loners who find solace in each other.
Find solace in the plane and inside of each other.
Right. Ew, gross. Anyway.
Also, side note, Sic Transit Gloria Mundi is a Latin phrase that means thus passes the glory of the world.
I don't know what that means. No idea what that means. That's fine. I'm not nowhere near smart enough to understand what that means. Anyway, what I'll say is he and Nat are kind of hooking up, and in the future, he quote-unquote kills himself, but it's pretty clear that somebody murdered him, and Nat is broken the F up about it.
Oh, yeah.
He has a younger brother who's also there named Javi, and theory section. There's a theory section to this show that I've just decided it's going to exist, and we'll talk about that in like 10 or 20 minutes. But Javi is like, I think, the biggest theory of the show is a thing about Javi. And there are many other characters that I'm not going to bring up. I'm only going to bring up one more. Lottie.
Yeah, I was going to say Lottie for sure.
Because you have to bring her up because she's having,
existential crisis. Visions.
Visions too. Yeah. Like maybe magic. Is she magic? Question mark.
Cause maybe
she's seeing things. Like Ciri and The Witcher, like just seeing things before they happen.
Right.
So she has future sight, maybe, or just really good at guessing. So all of that, that's the show.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing about the show. I was really concerned at the beginning that they weren't going to go for it.
Mm-hmm. We talked about this.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was my main issue. That if you're doing a show about cannibalism, about eating your fucking friends, then you got to go for it.
You got to show it.
You have to show the murder?
Or, something.
You have to show the eating? the cooking.
Yeah.
And it's on Showtime, so, you know, this isn't on CBS at 8 p.m. on a Tuesday. Like, and
this is paid cable.
Right. I have to have a special subscription to watch this, just in, like, another subscription.
Yeah.
Subscription's out the asshole.
Thank God my dad has the total rainbow package. I just kind of siphon his Showtime.
Yeah. Lucky you. I have a month-long free trial that I don't think is going to make it to the end of this show.
Really?
I'm definitely going to. I don't know. When's the end?
January 16th, something
Jan
like that.
Jan 16?
Yeah.
I might make it. I might make it just in
if
time.
If not, you know, I got it.
Yeah, that's true. And then I'm going to jettison my Showtime subscription. I'm not interested in watching the new episodes of Dexter. I'm just not. So it doesn't
really
matter.
See, I thought you were a Dexter fan.
I am, but it's... You know,
is it just
Lost,
not good? Is it not good?
No, the beginning of it was great. But the problem with it is, like, Lost got bad at the end because Fox kept being like, you have to do a million more seasons. And Carlton Cuse and Damon Lindelof and J.J. Abrams were like, no, we wrote four seasons of a show. Let us end it. And Fox was like, no, fuck you.
Oh my God.
Dexter knew how long it could be. They just were greedy, got to the end, and then fucked it. Anyway, whatever. Yeah. Whatever. Whatever. Yellow Jackets. So, I got you into this. I basically gave you that elevator pitch, which got you into the show.
And it's interesting because you guys were four episodes in or five episodes in at the time. And you're like, dude, we're watching a show called Yellow Jackets. And I'm like, what is that? And you literally just said, okay.
So, it's 1996
girls soccer team, high school goes down, plane goes down, they eat each other. And I'm like, fuck it. I'm in.
I'm in, baby.
No, it's I'm pleasantly surprised. I got my parents to watch it. And
really?
Yes, they like it.
Really?
Which
that's
I'm concerned. No, just kidding.
Yeah, they want to eat you.
No, but like seriously, you know, it was one of those shows where it was surprising. I had no idea it was happening. I saw no promotion for it.
Oh, we would have never known. Our pal Kristen told us to watch it.
Yeah, I am. Thank you, Kristen.
Seriously,
because it was a great find. Great cast. Both casts, the teenage cast and the adult cast, are so good.
They are.
It's so well casted. It's so well shot. The intro is so good. I watch it every time.
Oh, the intro is very
good. It's so good.
I will say, 90s
grunge kind of weird music. Yeah. It's cool.
If I had to get nitpicky about the show, I would say its main issue is that its 1996 plot line is better than the present.
Yes, I agree.
And so it makes me sometimes when we're in the present plot line to think like, fuck, just go back to the woods.
Yeah, I want to know more. I want to know about the cannibalism.
Go back in the fucking woods, dude. Now, I want to.
Do we know if there's going to be a second season? Do we know that? I feel like, okay, so for the situation that's at hand, do we think it's going to get resolved in three episodes? Probably not.
No, and also... they have 19 months to be out there. Like they,
right? Yeah, true. We're only a couple months in. I don't even think we're a couple months.
Showtime has renewed Yellow Jackets for a second season.
Boom! There it is.
And so, yeah, it's gonna come back because
nice. I'm happy about it.
I'm so happy about that because it's I'll just let it just go. I want to see all 19 months. I want to see all the terrible shit that happens.
Yeah. I want to see how they get to the... So what we saw at the beginning, where they were all in the like animal coats, skins, and the one girl that we know was in the animal coat skin was Misty.
Right, whom looked like she was a leader of a faction at that point.
Which is crazy, and we find out that by the descriptions of the show... that they break into different factions, like you said. So I'm thinking that it's the people at the cabin and now the people out in the woods, and they just kind of start going crazy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for.
I know. I think I do. I want to get there. I don't think we'll get to that moment. Maybe we'll get to that moment in the 10th episode.
Yeah.
At the end of the season. But, like, I feel as though the cliffhanger for this show is going to be gnarly.
Yeah, I think so.
I assume they thought they were going to get a second season from the beginning just because, you know, you have Juliette Lewis and Christina Ricci in a show. Mm-hmm. You're most likely to get some eyes on it, especially if you're Showtime and you don't have a lot of eyes to begin with.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen the numbers, but I bet the amount of signups to Showtime's application on your phone, this is probably second only to the new Dexter season, because sure, people loved the shit out of that.
I'm just curious why I've seen so many advertisements for Dexter. So many. When this show deserves them all.
Yeah, it's a very,
absolutely,
like,
deserves it.
It's a very like word of mouth show.
Yeah.
It feels
but
like.
But I think season, if it's doing well, which I assume it is, I think season two, we'll see the ads for season two. This is like their pilot season.
Yeah, I think we will. I think it will get way more people eyes on it.
Mm-hmm.
After the season is done, I want to say this one thing.
Yep.
So the character of Thaisa, very put together in the future, running for state senate, but it's becoming very clear that she has PTSD of some kind. Pretty much all of them do. And I will say the future storyline, like I said, is I think a little less interesting than the Woods, just because, you know, the one storyline with the cannibalism in it is always going to be slightly more interesting, I'd say.
Yeah.
But I will also say that Thaisa just got her secret girlfriend killed because she was supposed to be on watch, but she goes into weird fugue states where she climbs trees and eats dirt, still doing that as a adult person. Feels like she did it before the plane crashed, but we're not sure about that one yet.
Yeah, it does. It does kind of feel that way, but maybe she's starting to go crazy and that's why she's doing it. We don't know. They don't explain it.
No. And I suppose my second nitpick of the show is like, so this group of girls has a lady with future sight who's going crazy, an actual psychopath in Misty, and Thaisa, who blacks out into fugue states and eats dirt. Like, it's just like a very high percentage concentration of batshit insane.
Yeah.
And so that's like a little hard to wrap my entire head around, but whatever. It does make for a better show, to be fair.
Yeah. It's I think it leads itself to be completely unhinged and what's the word?
Hinged.
Unpredictable. Unpredictable. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's going to be unpredictable. I don't know what's going to happen that's going to lead us to what we already know about the future when they get into the wintertime. We see that.
We know Shauna's baby that she is pregnant with in the woods right now is like either not alive or we haven't met them in the future.
Right. Yeah, that's another thing I was thinking of. I was like, because it's not her daughter she has now.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Do you think they're going to eat that baby?
Oh, fucking, I hope so.
It is a weird show where you're like, yeah, I really do hope they eat the baby.
Honestly, it would make it way more interesting, and I hope that they do.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that they will.
She tried to give herself an abortion in the woods, and Thaisa stopped her.
Which was really,
God,
it was hard to watch.
Jesus Christ, it was tough. She was just like,
it was hard to watch.
Fucking torching a... I'm not going to get into it. Anyway.
Which is crazy because that stuff's happened in real life for real.
In real life? Like, yeah, no, that's some real shit.
That's
like,
scary.
As a cis white male, I've never had to even like, watching it, I was like, oh, fuck. My life is way easier than this.
Yeah.
I need to remember that more. Anyway, so the people we know in the future that are alive are Shauna, Thaisa, Misty, and Nat. And Travis was alive, now dead. So, other characters we've talked about, Lottie, Jackie, Van just died, got eaten by a goddamn wolf.
Wolf.
There's a Christian lady in 1996, the Christian girl. We do not know.
Yep.
Her name is Laura. We have no idea if she's alive.
Laura Lee.
There are a few in 1996's storyline who do feel like red shirts. Like, they're sort of just there to die eventually.
There's a girl that's always in the background, but she's been, like, on screen and has lines.
Yes,
she's
just Mari. Her name is Mari.
Is that the other Asian lady?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh, she's dead.
So obviously going to die.
She's
gonna
die.
Like, a very perfect representation of, like, just put your red shirt on and get on out of here. So,
I'm intrigued, man. I really like this show. I didn't think that I would.
No.
And I just really do.
What I'll say for the theory section, because I only have one, and this is mainly Sam was the first one to pick up on it, but we did pretty much instantly. We sort of looked at each other at the same time and we were like, hey, the guy that Shauna is cheating on her husband with, because she believes her husband is cheating on her too, but we don't, I don't personally think her husband's cheating on her. I think he's like trying to.
What if he's actually at the store all night every time?
No, we see him. We see him lie and go to a hotel and talk to another woman. But I think like he's trying to put together like an anniversary party for her. Like I think that's what's going to end up going to be happening. Oh, where he's just like, "You're cheating on me?" And yeah, well, I thought you were cheating on me. No, we were going to renew our vows, you dick.
We discussed this.
Fine. She's like, oh. Oh, yeah, right. You're right.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, that's what you meant.
That is my... Yeah, hey, that's my bad. You know what? This is my fault. I will take full responsibility. That is my bad.
Oh, my God.
But there is an adult character in the future times. His name is Adam.
That's me.
And, yeah, that is you. He is the boy that is... within the cheating scandal of, Shauna. I'll say this before I keep going. All the girls who lived and are in the future are on some level badasses.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Because
they
live 19 months in the fucking wilderness and eat your friends without coming out a little bit more like rough and tumble.
Yeah.
So, like, when people who are not them try to fuck around with them, because it's also very clear that the truth, quote-unquote, like, the worst shit that happened to them is not public knowledge, because they're all being blackmailed. Right.
I know. I want to know what the truth is.
Well, I believe we know the truth, which is they ate each other.
Yeah, I thought that that was known.
No. I don't think that's known, dude. I don't think people knew that they... I am pretty sure... The public does not know they ate their goddamn friends.
Oh, see, I thought that that was like the one thing. That's why that reporter was snooping. Like, we want to know more about that. Like, talk more about it.
Well, we learned that reporter isn't a reporter. That's a person who works for Thaisa on her campaign and is just trying to figure out, like, you know, because Thaisa ain't going to win if people figured out she ate people.
Yeah, but like, you know, you're forced to survive, man. Like, what do you expect? Like,
yes. Let's talk about that in a moment. The actual idea of the show and our vibe on it. Because for this like quick theory, Sam and I believe Adam is Javi, Travis's younger brother.
Yeah.
Who, and we think that he grew up. He either quote unquote dies out in the woods, but then survives. And is blackmailing the four girls who are alive for $50,000, which doesn't feel like enough.
It does not feel like enough. You're right.
And for some reason, also in a extramarital relationship with Shauna, maybe to just like keep eyes on her, like keep track of her or something. Mm. Also, he probably killed his older brother and is carving the weird symbol that is everywhere in the show places. Right. But, that's the only theory I have. But I think you brought up something interesting, which is, hey, say this happened in real life. In 96, the group comes back. There were, say, 30 people on the plane.
Yeah.
They come back with five or six. And people go, okay, what happened to the rest of them? And you don't obviously get the whole truth. The public doesn't get the whole truth. This is when they come back, still like 98. right? Like,
yeah, probably the mid to end 98.
So there isn't the internet yet, like, or the internet is just becoming a thing. And, round the clock, politically charged news coverages are just becoming a thing. So like the 24 hour news cycle is just coming into existence. Mm-hmm. So it sort of falls in this place where there is not a lot of eyes on the story. And I assume if it happened in real life, it would just kind of become like cultish, like a cult legend.
Right.
Where people just say, like, you know, that, that New Jersey women's soccer team, they say they ate deer for 19 months, but, what do they do with all the other bodies?
The deer don't migrate there during the winter months.
Yeah. You know, what's happened like in the winter? Right. So, yeah. But say that, and there is that good scene that I really enjoyed where Thaisa is trying to get the money of this woman for her political campaign. And the woman's just like, listen, I'll give you all the money in the world. Just tell me what happened out there.
Right.
And I thought Thaisa was going to be like, okay. Well, here's the scoop.
Yeah, right.
I ate my friend's pinky toe and it was gross. But no, that's not what happened. Thaisa stood up like the badass that she is and is like, fuck you. Not worth it.
Right.
You know, just a part of her identity as like, bitch, you want to know something you didn't earn? I was out there for 19 months, bitch. I was out there for 19 fucking months. You ain't getting this shit for free. Also, you aren't getting it for money either. You're not getting it for anything, apparently. You offered me money. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. I'm gonna take it.
But I think you're right, though. I would absolutely, if the story came out, they were like, yeah, I don't know, we had to eat each other, I'd be like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, that makes sense. You would be dead if not for that. And those people. So now here is the
line in the
question.
Sand. The yes. Line in the sand.
Now, did they kill each other?
Right.
Unjustly.
Right.
Just to eat, or did they?
Right.
You know, was it like, what is the acceptable answer?
Right. Because I feel like those are two different things.
Yeah. Now you go into murder and killing to survive, or, you know, you're holding out until someone dies and then eating what's left, which makes me think, I wonder if they dig up those people that they buried and eat them.
Oof. No, you can't do that.
No, that would
can't
be
doing that.
It'd be a little
They're
gross.
Decomposing quick, bud.
Yeah. In the hot.
Yeah. Not great. Not cool. Yes. So I think even if it is public knowledge, which I don't think it is, that they ate their friends, the assumption would be like, well, you waited till they died and then you ate them. Right. And then they were like, yeah. I mean, we know that's not the case.
We ate the weakest first.
Yeah, right. The cold open is somebody getting stabbed by a bunch of sticks and then they eat.
Right. Yeah. Set a trap. They set a trap and hunted them. That person was hunted.
Yeah, right. Like the wolf did to the redhead.
Yeah.
They did to one of their pals. And,
crazy.
Yeah, bummer. Ate him. Not cruel. So, like,
oh my
gosh. Yeah, I think at that point, like, pretend Fox News gets the story from one of the survivors, like, who decides to tell their story and, like, yeah, we murdered everybody. We murdered them. and they tried to murder me.
Come with us.
Right. Assumably, a portion of them would be like, oh, yeah, I murdered people. They were trying to murder me.
Yeah, it was an all-out war.
Do you have any evidence of this? Well, no. It's in the woods from the late 90s.
Can you prove it? Yeah, I didn't have my camera on me, bud.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't have my fisheye lens going in the woods
in 96. iPhone 12. Yeah.
You bitch. I didn't have a flip phone yet, you fucking asshole.
Way to make me feel like shit.
You don't get to make me feel like shit. I'm a woods girl. I'm a woods girl, baby.
So nuts. It's so nuts. Yeah, but like, it's true. Like, the night, like, there was, it would have been so different if it was now. One, they would have had cell phone, but would they have had service? No, probably not, but I feel like they would have been able to be more resourceful if it was modern day.
If it was modern day, you the plane, look for the tallest mountain.
Yeah, right.
And then you get on top of it and you maybe have a bar.
And the plane probably had like GPS on it. You know? Right.
You can't just find the black box and try to smash it. That shit ain't gonna work anymore.
It's insane that she just smashed it with a rock.
Misty is gnarly.
She's gnarly. And I love how she's so crazy still as an adult. Oh my God.
In the future, she's torturing a lady.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she, unreal. In the last episode, she was filling chocolate with fentanyl and was like, if you don't tell me what I want to know, I'm sending these to your dad to murder him.
To your dad.
Fuck, dude.
In the nursing home.
Like,
Good God.
Oh my. The girl who, the reporter, quote unquote, who's working for Thaisa. And Thaisa is just like not trying to find yet.
Yeah.
Don't know what the. But she was like, I'm not going to tell you anything and I have all the leverage. And Christina Ricci's like, I'm willing to kill you. So I have all the leverage. Bing, bang, boom. Okay, bye.
Yeah. Sorry. You're just going to hang here attached to the bed and, you know, I'm going to get something out of you.
Forever. Fuck you.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, at this point, we've ruined the show for you. But
you know what, though? We gave the proper spoiler alert at the beginning.
Yeah, that's, you're not wrong.
And you know what? It's one of those shows that it's not super well known. So if you don't heed that spoiler warning and you want to watch it, that's on you, bud.
That's on you, bud? This is your fault. Anyway, thanks for listening. Up early for patrons, patreon.com/HBOBOIZ. Y'all got it early and it will be up later on the main feed.
Mm-hmm.
Go listen to Nothing Star Academy on Spotify or Apple or wherever the heck. Do your Phineas Whistlepig voice real quick for them.
Phineas Whistlepig.
Wow. That was...
My name is Phineas. Hey,
you had that off the fucking dome, dude.
Could you do me a favor, Ryan?
Sure.
Tell Toga to suck a dick.
Okay. That okay, the way I did the okay, that's yeah. Very Toga.
Yeah, okay. It really was.
That's sort of how he sounds all the time. He's me.
Also, side note, I stopped playing Spider-Man and I moved to golf, so.
How long have you been playing golf with your friends?
About 30 minutes. Well, I switched to golf because it takes less, like I could focus more on talking to you because I'm just, you know, playing golf. But
yeah, just bullshitting, playing PGA Tour.
Yeah.
Are you playing single player or are you playing with your pals?
I am. I'm playing single player. I'm playing the actual tour so I can unlock stuff.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Hey, thanks.
Do you play as like an actual golfer?
I created a character.
Oh, is his name Adam?
It is. And I currently am sponsored by Under Armour. So I'm unlocking Under Armour things.
You get sponsors?
You do get sponsors.
Okay, I'm gonna stop this podcast now. But I like. But again, thank you everybody for listening. I love you. Bye.
Bye.